Coming up next on Ham Nation, it's me in my Hamvention 2019 tee. Can you see that? You can't. Don't. You don't need to see that. It's fine. We've got the entire Hamvention 2019 review. I mean, Dr. T is in this thing. Ted Randall from WTWW is in this thing. Everybody who is everybody is in this thing. And you need to sit around and watch because it's coming up next right here on Ham Nation.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by ICOM. For more information, visit icomamerica.com/hamnation. And by DX Engineering. DX Engineering offers practically everything you need to outfit your shack, plus the fastest shipping in the industry. Most in-stock items ship the same day, Monday through Friday until 10 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit dxengineering.com/hamnation.
This is Ham Nation, episode number 403, May 22nd, 2019. Dayton Hamvention Review.
Hi, everybody. It's Bob Heil, K9EID, and we have survived Dayton, and we're going to have a lot of reports about Dayton. First of all, somebody might ask why you have this shirt on. Well, if you haven't heard, the St. Louis Blues won all the marbles in there in the Stanley Cup. It took them 49 years to do that, so the St. Louis area is crazy wild. So I thought we had traffic before. So anyway, I thought I better support the home team. And that's the story. Gordo, how are you doing? You arrived safely back into Costa Mesa, right?
I did. And the weather prevailed and we snuck out of Xenia Dayton to Chicago and then to Orange County. So all is well. And I've got quite a report on the people that make Dayton happen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. George, how you doing? You made it back okay? Everything okay down there?
I did. And yeah, everything is pretty much like I left it. So that's great, because last year I got to spend an extra night due to the weather, but not this year. Got some great stuff to talk about a little bit later in the show tonight.
Okay, we'll be back to you. Don, I can't tell you how much pleasure I have when seeing you go to Dayton. You are the star of the show there, and I hope you had a good time.
Oh, man, thanks for that. I had a great time. 18 hours of driving. 1,800 miles, just under 1,900 miles, 30 hours and 5 tanks of gas of uneventful driving with a great ham fest, the biggest one in the world, and right crammed right in the middle, and getting to see a 500,000-watt AM broadcast transmitter at WLW. If you've not seen that thing, wow, George did a video on it. It's like looking at something from a Frankenstein movie. It's just incredible. But we'll have a whole bunch more about Hamvention and everything else coming up a little bit later on. Oh, and happy birthday to Melanie, KSU from DX Engineering. Yesterday was her birthday.
The first thing I want to show you, I always forget to do this. Victor will run this. It's a little video of how many people show up for the Ham Nation Forum. It's incredible. And I think they seat 200 in there. And we're just so thrilled to be able to do all of this stuff live. We had no script. We didn't know what was going on, but it turned out well. Here's a few of the things. We'll run through this pretty quick and let you see some of the things that did happen if you weren't there. And everybody know who that is? Of course you do. It's Dr. T, and we had a good time with Tamitha. She was really wonderful. And there is a real star. That's Jet Juergensmeyer. He's the star of one of the stars on Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing. And he is just a delight. He's so cute, but he's brilliant. And there's my buddy Marty. He helped me put all this stuff together. He and WDSU-UDI. I couldn't do it without those guys. And a great picture with Mr. Wilbanks, and we had a good time. The dog came in with his Pro 7. He looked pretty tired. What do you think? I was pretty tired. So it makes it good. That's the special event station, W8BI, of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. And I walked over there and we got a couple of contacts in. Everybody was happy. Pro 7 worked great. The ICOM was just zooming along. And there she is. K8KSU. There's Melanie. And we're so happy to get to spend a little bit of time with Melanie and all from DX Engineering. We don't get time at these shows. We're busy. But I took out time to go say hi to all of them because they do such a fabulous job for Heil Sound. But I wanted to say hi to Melanie. So there we go. And there he is, W7UDI, on the other end of the microphone of his station on 40 or 75 meters. And he also is, we always refer to him as my personal roadie. And he and Sarah stood by and got a nice shot of everybody. And that's a friend of mine from St. Louis. He's the fellow that we buy tubes from for the Pine Board Project, Tubes and More. And this is... we've known each other since we were both about 15, and he sells tubes. So I wanted to say hi and put him on the show for us. So if you need tubes, he's your guy. WB0Q. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Went off. All right. Anyway, there we go. Tubes and More. That's a nice little background they have for everybody that wants to take your picture. That's our Donna, who does all the repairs, and Sarah. And that's Luke, the number one ramrod over at HRO, and myself. It was a good time with them. And the whole show was great. Next week, I have a video of the family that takes care of WTWW. Didn't have time tonight because we do have a lot of things going on, but we'll have more next week. All of us, we have so much stuff. I really hope that we can put it all together. But you'll see the Randalls next week right here, and let you see what they all look like to push the buttons at WTWW. So that's what we had going. We had a lot more, but it worked out well. And one other thing I have to tell, I got to pick it up. You guys remember this and the article? It got the cover award. Well, Thursday night, the ARRL invited me to a banquet, and they gave me the Bill Orr Award. Bill Orr was a great author and just incredible builder. And many of us started our ham radio career reading his articles and building things. This was a very special award for me because it's where my first love is. Yes, I do the pipe organ. I love all of that. And I love all of the other things that the ham radio gives to me. But it's building, as you know. So that award is very, very special, and Sarah and I were guests at the banquet, and I appreciate all at the ARRL giving that award to me. So just a little bit of pat on the back of myself, but really, it's about all of you, because it was the Pine Board Project that was given to me. So I was very deeply humbled and blessed by that. Gordo, I'm sorry we never get to talk to each other at the shows. Isn't that awful? But we were there to see all of our friends, and I know you had a ton of them, and it's so good to see you. So let us know what you got a little bit take on your slide, so let's see what you got, Gordon.
Well, thanks, Bob. And you know, my take, just like our viewers and listeners here on Ham Nation, are those that make the Xenia, Dayton Hamvention, absolutely the best. So, Victor, let's go ahead and roll it and see what we can zoom through. First of all, they made a big deal with big banners all about the Hamvention, and it's now third year Greene County Fairgrounds. Let me tell you, those fairgrounds were standing tall and continued to, in that they had trash pickup, they had potties flushing, they had everything just like clockwork. And talk about visitors from all over the world. They were from all over the world. And new was the Hamvention event app. And Bob with the ARRL, Bob Inderbetson, came up with a QR reader. And it allowed those at the Hamvention with a smartphone to be able to pick up all sorts of contact information through Bob's idea of the QR code. Tents this year were new for the tent folks, and let me tell you, they were standing tall, they were dry, and they were very happy. I would still say we need brighter lights on the inside, although this year the tents had some very, very nice clear windows to see out and bring light in. When you got pooped, no problem at all. There were plenty of bleachers all around each of the buildings. And during the afternoons, believe me, they were filled up. And Bob was heard well over the special event station, thanks to Emmett at Radio Ways, as well as U.S. Tower. That's Emmett, fantastic wire beam antenna way up there at the tip top. It's got to be about 60 feet tall. It was plain strong, and there was no major winds to worry about at the Hamfest. Well, where the swap meet takes place, it's also a track for horses, and they were Wednesday still using the track, but by late Wednesday afternoon, this is what Michael Calder did last year. He forged little paths on the infield for the swappers, and Thursday morning, I mean after the sun was barely up, and we did have plenty of sunshine, the swap meet on the inside of that track was standing tall. It was packed. There was hardly an empty space, and there were more than three other areas of swap meet. And of course, fill a bag, $5. There was some good stuff in there if you got up there nice and early on Thursday. And while Thursday was not an official day, people still came early and they saw. Need a good Zenith Transoceanic? They had them there. George, yeah. You probably know how to change those light bulbs in your sleep or to make a phone call to someone that does. Well, there's some tower lights there waiting for you. You know, the neat thing about Dayton this year was a lot of shenanigans going on. And they were on 75 meters. Some were on 160 meters. This is arm-powered, getting the juice to keep the transmitter rolling. There's crank power from the old years to keep the juice rolling. And there's a combination of crank and everything else. And these folks are making contacts all over the place. I don't know if they did any sky waves, but believe me, it was great. For those that pooped out and needed a hand, let me tell you, the as a past emergency medical technician and ambulance guy, I know what it's like to be on the front lines. They were equipped. Everything from heart monitors to contact to the hospital, paramedics, two of these units were always on the alert, always patrolling around looking for any ham that needed help. Well, you know me and marine electronics. I spotted the radar. I spotted some marine radios. So I started looking. And then I found out that there were about four or five booths fairly close together where some of the brand new hams who worked for electronic companies were able to get some good deals. This not a good deal. This is an old AM radio, but it's a Carr Marconi radio, and it goes way back. And yes, it can convert to 160 meters. This was not a big deal. This is the SGC, a very complicated radio, but the seller said, well, yeah, it's a marine radio. It doesn't work on ham. Well, roar, it does work on ham. Well, the beauty was 20 of the ICOM ICM-802s that came off a whole fleet of ships, and they were going for like $100. But they were just Marine radios. That's why he couldn't get any more. And being a fellow ham, I took him aside. I said, hey, what you do is you turn off this radio, hold the number 2 key in, hold the mode button in, hold the TX button in, and then with your left foot, turn the radio back on, and presto, you now have a full-fledged amateur radio. So instead of being just a Marine radio, his $100 ICOMs would sell for $2,500. These were mint. The price went up a little bit, and he sold every single one as soon as he told everybody the secret codes. And they're not even secret. ICOM publishes them. A lot of shenanigans with hams in their hats. Yeah, I love this one. Low bridge to keep going there. But Kristen, every year, Kristen turns out, she says she has to ride in the back of the pickup truck because she can't get in there with her hair and her hat. Takes her over 45 minutes to get it up and another hour to take all that down and get her hair cleaned out. She made front page, Kristen, KB3OQV, front page of the Xenia Gazette. So, Kristen, thanks for spreading the word of ham radio. And, of course, there's Joe, our kit guy, K0NEB. And notice the shirt he's wearing, Last Man Standing. He came out here to California, took part in LMS, and guess what? There is Jet. And you know Jet and his mom and dad and John Amadeo, one of the producers, the producer of Last Man Standing. What a great kid. Bob will tell you he was down to earth, no BS, and he enjoyed for the first couple of hours meeting everyone, and he still enjoyed it, but he was pooping out. He came to our W5YI booth where I was doing autographs for the brand new general class book, so it worked out doing side-by-side autographs. Bob moved to a new location. Bob and Sarah probably made it happen. Good location. And the ICOM booth, Ray was so nice. Over on the very right-hand side was our Ham Nation meet and greet booth. And gosh, we had such a great time in meeting and greeting. Amanda, thank you for the hundreds, if not 1,000 QSL cards. They went out in a flash. And, of course, ICOM had all of their gear live, and it was really fun to see the activities. The American Radio Relay League always has a fantastic set of booths. And if ever you wanted to meet the ARRL personnel, as soon as they opened up the doors, this is about a half hour before, they were staffed, they were dressed to the hilt, and ready to roll. But you know me and loops. Look at this loop. This one stands over 7 feet tall. I can't even get my hand all the way around the loop element. I wouldn't dare do it on transmit. Oh, no. Loops, little tiny capacitors like this, they'll maybe handle 20 watts, maybe 25 on single sideband. We want more power. This loop out at the swap meet could easily handle 100. Look at the spacing on that giant capacitor. But the inside super loop, almost 7 feet tall, my goodness, that's a capacitor and a half. I can run up to 250 watts. So you need a big loop to make things happen. And a big man to make things happen, that's Don. He was making sure that everybody came on scene, and Don, of course, is the one that found Dr. T, Tamitha, and sure enough, bingo, she was there. And again, Dr. Tamitha Scove, congratulations in June of last year of passing your amateur radio license. And of course, there's the BioNO batteries, lithium iron phosphate, and they were part of the Ham Source booth. And There's Kevin. He's sneaking a look on the left-hand side. But let me tell you, this is all a family-run organization, HamSource, and they're happy, they're family, and they're making things happen. That's what makes Dayton fun. And there's Kimmy, Kimmers, and Kimmy with Wired Communications, Roger and Kimmy, another great family of just great hams that are not in so much of a rush to sell you something, but to find out how you plan to use it and give you suggestions and things like that. The Mesh Network, very much in operation with live networking for the Emergency Data Network. Arden was up. And, of course, here's Don, six of the ATN and KB6BXT. Don and his brother were there, and they had an ATN link thanks to Gary and team. ATN Link was live and direct all the way across the country. And by the way, the Amateur Television Network is now live on YouTube. So go to www.youtube.com/channel and then search for Amateur Television Network. And you'll hear us on Tuesday nights having a great time. Thanks, Gary, for making that connection. We know John B., the good sloop John B., and John B. used to be a bicycle guy, used to repair bicycles in Newington. Then the ARRL brought him aboard. John, another great one, who if you go in there to buy something, he wants to make sure exactly that's what you need to make it work. So John B., with Quicksilver, thanks for all you do for ham radio. It's these people that make ham radio happen. And, of course, our future our kids. And while I didn't see a ton of kids, I found out where they were hiding. And that was in one of their buildings right on the mainstream. And they had them up there and on the air. And they were having them build things. And you know, it was not just the adults showing the kids how to solder, but rather the kids showing the adults all that they could do with robotics. So Dayton, the future is kids. And I tell you, the success of Dayton are the hundreds of volunteer hams that came all over the country to support the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for making it happen. And indeed, they did ham it up big time. So for those that we saw at Dayton, thanks for having us aboard the Contest University by DX Engineering on Wednesday and Thursday. A complete sellout. What a great group. So, George, how did you do? You were quite busy as well. George?
Well, Gordo, yeah, but I didn't see everything you did. I'm not sure what happened. You never make it through the whole thing. But we'll be back to just talk about a couple of things that that are down my alley that I like to do when I'm there. We'll be back in just a moment, but first, let's get a message from ICOM.
Create your own band opening with the IC9700. ICOM's newest SDR transceiver, the IC9700, this new radio is bringing direct sampling to the UHF-VHF weak signal world. The IC9700 all-mode transceiver is loaded with innovative features, such as dedicated amateur satellite operation, color touchscreen, built-in D-Star capability, RF direct sampling on 2 meters and 70 centimeter bands, dual independent receivers capable of full duplex operation as well as dual watch, 100 watts maximum output power on 2 meters, 75 watts max on 70 centimeters, and 10 watts max on 1.2 gigahertz. Visit ICOMAmerica.com/amateur for more information on all the great ICOM radios.
Attention all hams!
ICOM knows that ham clubs play a big role in bringing ham communities together to learn from their peers and industry leaders. As a way to give back and help you on your mission, ICOM has launched a promotion exclusively for U.S. ham clubs and the ham fests they're involved with. By registering your club, you could win ICOM swag, a Skype presentation for your club, or your ham fest, an ICOM booth setup. Register today for your chance to win at ICOMAmerica.com/hams.
And ICOM invites you to enter in the weekly drawings for some great swag prizes like T-shirts and hats, at iComAmerica.com/hamnation, and you'll automatically be entered in the grand prize drawing for a new radio each month. For May, that new radio is the ID4100A entry-level D-Star Mobile with Big Rig features. It's a VHF-UHF dual-band transceiver, one band at a time, with advanced D-Star features, built-in GPS, micro SD card slot for voice and data storage, and there's an available Android and iOS app. So go to iComAmerica.com/hamnation after this and each episode and register to win. Sign up, good luck, and don't forget to follow ICOM America Inc. on Facebook and Twitter. And boy, what a fun time at Hamvention this year. The weather was very cooperative. It did get a little warm, but it didn't rain, and that was great. It let us get out a little more and see a few more things out in the flea market. And, you know, you just can't see it all. At least I can't. I try to make it around and hit the points of interest, but I never get to all of them. I stop and talk to a lot of people along the way and, meet a lot of people that I've never seen before, and then a lot of people that I already knew and have met at Hamventions in years past, and it's always a great time. There at the ICOM booth, we have the Ham Nation booth as well, and boy, during their contests where they gave away radios and swag prize kits, look at that crowd, and that stretches all the way back to the Heil Sound booths and past the Gordon West booth there at W5YI. They were out the door. It was quite a crowd there at the top of the hours where they gave away the radios. People were lined up. They were registering for it all throughout the event. But when they had the drawings, if you wanted to see it, you better get there early because it was quite a crowd. A lot of folks checking out the ICOM booth and the new radios like the 9700. That thing seems to be really doing well. A lot of people are stepping up to that because, there just really hadn't been a radio like that in a while for VHF and UHF in a base station model. And being an SDR, there were a lot of people looking at that. There were people everywhere looking at everything there, and I met a lot of old friends. Some I have, actually had on video before, and just caught up on what's been going on for the last few years. When I first arrived there on Thursday, I got in a little early, around noon on Thursday, and I had heard about the Mendelssohn's store downtown. You know, they used to have a booth at Hamvention every year, and it was actually a tent, probably the biggest tent out there in the flea market, and there were all kinds of surplus items in there, a lot of electronics parts. It was one of my favorite places to visit. They weren't there this year, and I don't believe they were last year, but I had heard about the store, and I put it on my list of things that I wanted to do. So I made it down to the Mendelssohn store in downtown Dayton this year and had never seen it before. Boy, what a place. If you get a chance, you need to go by there. But unfortunately, it may not be there. Maybe it'll last another year. It's going to be closed. And I'm glad I got to see it before it is. And I shot a lot of video there. We're not going to look at it tonight because I haven't edited it yet. But I'll let you know when and where it's posted. And maybe we'll get a little peek of some things here. Actually, I have a couple of photos. The first one I want to show you, when you're driving down the street, you see this sign, turn in right there in the parking lot. They've got a nice parking lot. If you've never seen the building before, well, here's what it looks like from the outside. That's an old factory building there. It's a number of floors there. I believe the first and the third floors are completely packed with surplus goods. That is a really big building. And here's just a look down one of the aisles in it. It doesn't fully show you what's going on, but that aisle is really deep. If you look at how long that is, it's just packed full of everything you could think, dating way, way back. And there are, I didn't count the aisles, but I'm sure there's at least 20 in there this long, maybe even more than that. Everything you could possibly imagine. And I just walked through there. I had in mind I was going to pick up a few things. I was overwhelmed. I didn't know where to start. So unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of items out of there. But boy, did I see this stuff. If there's some old part you needed, if it's anywhere in the world, it's going to be right there. So I do encourage you, if you can get by there within the next year, you definitely want to, because there's nothing else like it. And I did an interview with the owner, Sandy Mendelson, and I'll have that in the future here. And that was a very interesting story, talking to him and just looking around the building. Another place, and this is one that Bob told me about. I didn't know about this place. This may have been their first year there, and I didn't get photos of it because I was busy shopping, and I had my arm full of different items that I picked up there. It's ESL, Electronic Surplus Liquidation. They had a big tent there, every kind of connector and adapter you could think of, a lot of computer accessories and parts in there. These guys had, a lot of Radio Shack parts, a lot of the old Radio Shack inventory. They had some inventory there I think they got from MCM Electronics as well. They had Raspberry Pi stuff, some Maker things, lots of connectors, almost every transistor that you could think of. So put this on your list. Next year at Dayton, you need to stop in the tent for ESL Surplus. They also, I understand, have a retail location as well, and a website, but the website doesn't seem to be up right now. But I do plan to check back and keep up with it. It's ESLSurplus.com. And also, Mendelson has a nice website. It's, just do a search for Mendelson's. You'll find it. Those are my favorite parts of Hamvention right there, is going through and looking at the old parts and finding things that I haven't seen in years that I'd like to have, and a good price on them as well. So I did pretty good there at ESL. I got to see it again. One of the big things this year at Hamvention was the Hamnation Forum. We did it again this year. You know, Bob showed us a video of the crowd there at the beginning. Well, I've got video here I've got to edit as well that my partner over at Amateur Logic, Tommy N5ZNO, and our friend Dan N9LVS, who's our wiki master, he shot video as well. I'm going to get that together in the future and let you know where the full-length Hamnation Forum is posted. But tonight, I've got just a little clip of it. You know, Bob mentioned Jet was there, and I think he was having a off the hook time. He, you know, from Last Man Standing, Ray kind of gave him a little taste there during one of the shoots. He got licensed, and boy, he joined us on the forum. Let's take a look.
This is a young man, if you don't know who he is one of the stars. Isn't that right?
The stars are only in the
That's
sky.
Right, with Tim Allen. And Jet is a wonderful young man. He's got his license.
Thank you.
Yes, it's good to have you. I know you guys are on a big rush because everybody wants to see you.
Well, I'm glad I could be here. My dad and I, we both got our technician class license together, and it's been a blast.
It's great. And you're on the air now and having fun, right?
Yes, sir. I really do, because it really is one big family. It's kind of weird to think of it like that, but it really is. And I got to thank John, because he really got
Amadeo.
Us into it.
John Amadeo. Where are you at,
so
John? Stand up, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. he's the reason that there's an amateur radio set on the show. And he came to me and said, you think I could help? I call Ray Novak. Ray and I both have this little thing. We don't have no in our vocabulary, so we put it up there, and here you come.
Well, I'm very glad.
You're also a performer, right?
Yes, sir. I'm a musician. I've released some music. My album will be out later this year, and I'm going around the country performing as well.
Well, when that happens, we got to get you on Ham Nation. I want to have you on a couple of times. We got other things to talk about on the show with you.
We do.
Yes. But we're really, really proud of you.
Thank you.
Of course, you have great parents. That's where it all comes from. But you're talented. You do really great things, and we're excited to have your album out. And we'll see you down the line, that's for sure. Let's do something real quick.
All right.
Does anybody have any questions for Jet?
All righty. Well, that settles that.
Okay. That's okay. They're all afraid. We don't get to meet Hollywood stars very often.
Stars are only in the sky. I'm an actor. Come on. Come on now.
But from Hollywood. See, that's the deal. Kind of. I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
Very shy, very humble, but he's a great guy. So
thank you very
you're
going to
hear about him. And Jet Jurgensmeyer, write that down in your iPad, iPad notes, or even we sent faxes together to wear the shirts.
See that?
Just so
we
you guys
planned
know.
This.
Yeah. It's great.
It worked out.
What's up next? The show in
Last Man Standing, season 8. Yes, haven't had a chance to talk to John about that,
Number eight.
I have an animated series for Disney Junior, which will be out this summer called Tots.
What's the name of it?
It's called Tots.
Tot.
T-O-T-S.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're the voice on them.
Yes, sir. I play Pip the Penguin. So, there you go.
All right. And what about your music career? Are you doing something there?
It's going well. Yes, sir. I'm performing all around. Like I said, I'm performing in Missouri, Tennessee, Illinois.
I believe
I'm performing there in Chicago, in Georgia as well. So if you're around any of those places, just look it up on my .com, JetJurgensmeyer.com. You can see where
I'll
be performing.
And I understand you and Carrie Underwood share something.
We do. We each have these really great mics called Heil mics. And let's see.
All right.
Oh, wait, that's you.
That's me.
Yeah,
it's Sarah. She owns the company. Okay. I just invent stuff for her.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having
me. And we're going to watch you in the future. You're going to be a rising star. We know that. But the cool thing is you will know years past as it comes on, I don't think he's going to change. I think it's going to be just good old Jet.
And I want to thank Gordon because my dad and I used your technician class book and studied, and that basically helped us pass that test.
Take a picture of it. I want to get a picture because I'll put this on Ham Nation next Wednesday.
All right.
Yes. All right. Very, very good. I thank you for coming. I thank your parents
thank you
for
very
doing
much.
That. You're off to the youth forum.
Yes, sir.
Next
the
door.
Other side. There
okay.
we go. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to
see you down the line.
All right.
How about that? Jet
Jurgensmeyer.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Jet and his family were so much fun and enjoyable to talk with. I really enjoyed meeting him there and seeing his enthusiasm now for ham radio as well. But, you know, he wasn't the only celebrity there at Hamvention this year. There was this guy right here with his own stickers. I'm not sure why he's on the Japanese flag there. Maybe he can come explain it to us.
I don't know. You can thank Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG, and Paul Brown. God, I'm blanking on Paul's call sign now. I can't remember my own most of the time, but if you got one of those stickers, be sure and put that on your refrigerator in your kitchen because it'll run all the roaches out. For me, the best part of Ham Nation or of Hamvention, I would say, are the people. And this hat was given to me by some of the first visitors to the Ham Nation booth there, and that is Dennis Weigel, KC9ICA. and his wife, Donna. I'm going to show you something here real quick. In fact, you can see it over my shoulder right above the W5PYQSL card. That is an angel made out of a vacuum tube. And pardon me for holding the phone up, but that's about the best I can do right now. She made that for me because, like me, her family is touched by adoption. She adopted a child. I'm an adopted child. I am the father of an adopted child. And recently found my birth parents or birth family. And so she made that that tube for me. And they came up and said hello. Some of the first people to come up on Friday morning. And I think we were both about that far away from tears as we were hugging. Just the best people. So for me, that's what Hamvention is all about. It's the people and the people who touch your lives in ways that you cannot even imagine. This is, for me, just the absolute best best hobby and fraternity and sorority and family in the world. Dr. T, of course, was there. That was also a big part of it. Got to see Ted Randall and his family briefly at the WTWW booth. Can be telling you more about that. But first, let's go ahead and get into the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline and the solar update from Dr. T. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 2168, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. Hamvention 2019 is a wrap, and Newsline was there. Be listening for reports from the Greene County Fairgrounds and upcoming newscasts. If the Radio Amateur Information Network, or RAIN Report, has been a big part of your ham radio life, you have one man to thank for those good years, and now he's unplugging his mic and hanging up the headphones.
Since the mid-1980s, Hap Holly, KC9RP, has been producing weekly news bulletins. The RAIN Report for Radio Amateur Information Network began as part of the Bear Information Service, a Chicago-based ham radio program on the broadcast employee's amateur repeater. His weekly 10 to 15-minute magazine-style reports have been a staple of ham radio news reporting for decades. Hap credits Amateur Radio Newsline founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, as inspiration for the RAIN Report. That friendship continued until Bill's passing in 2015. Over the decades, Hap shared his Hamvention booth space with Newsline, and we shared stories and audio between the two reports. Although Hap is no longer recording new RAIN reports, the archives will remain online. There's so much more to Hap's inspiring story than we have time for here, so I encourage you to visit the website, therainreport.com, to learn more about this amazing gentleman and listen to the archived RAIN reports. It'll be time well spent. All of us at Amateur Radio Newsline wish you well in your retirement, Hap. Thanks for your decades of friendship. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Whether you're a rag chewer or a contester, you'll want to try this non-competitive way of testing your antenna's performance.
Wherever your antenna happens to be pointed, you can be sure of one thing. It's going to be pointed in the direction of fellowship and fun on the weekend of June 7th through 9th. The 100 Watts and a Wire online community is hosting its first antenna tune-up event. A way to welcome spring, celebrate antennas in all their variety and glory, and provide an opportunity to give true signal reports. A way to enjoy a non-competitive activity and explore what the antenna at your home QTH, or even at a portable location, can do on any band and any mode at any time between 0000 UTC on Friday, June 7th, through 2359 UTC on Sunday, June 9th. Details are posted at 100wattsandawire.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Sadly, another member of the Native American Navajo tribe who served in a special mission during the Second World War has died.
Fleming Begay Sr., who was among three Navajo code talkers honored at the White House in November of 2017, has died. He had been one of hundreds of members of the Navajo tribe who assisted the U.S. military during World War II, confusing the Japanese by using a code based on the Navajo language. The Navajo Nation said that Fleming Begay fought in the Battle of Tarawanda and in the Battle of Tinian and was wounded during his service. His service as a code talker in the U.S. Marine Corps lasted from 1943 to 1945. He died on Friday, May 10th in Arizona at the age of 97. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
There are only days remaining in the nominating period for the Newsline WA6ITF Young Ham of the Year Award. Full details and the nominating form can be found on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations close May 31st at midnight Eastern Time. We'll present the award in August at the Huntsville Ham Fest in Alabama, and we would love to see you there. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for four decades and counting at arnewsline.org with Heather Emby, KB3TZD, Jack Parker, W8ISH, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team across the globe. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, 73. We'll see you next time here on Ham Nation. Now, here's the solar update from Dr. Tamitha Scove, WX6SWW.
We finally quieted down from multiple solar storms that brought us aurora pretty much all over the world last week, and the two regions responsible have rotated to the sun's backside. What does that mean for you? Those stories and more in the news this week. This forecast, sponsored in part by Eric Johansson. Check him out at Instagram.com/Scubist. Space weather this week has definitely calmed down, considering we got hit by multiple solar storms last week that brought aurora almost all around the world. But this week we've got regions 27, 40, and 41, which are rotating to the sun's backside, and they have taken the solar flux with them. Radio propagation is back to being poor conditions because we are back into the 60s for solar flux, and it looks like this is going to continue for quite some time. Now, we do have remnant coronal holes that are going to be rotating through the Earth strike zone, and they're going to be bringing us small pockets of fast wind, which could be good news for aurora photographers at high latitudes, but most likely just unsettled conditions for everyone else. At least your GPS users should be very happy. On Earth's night side, at low latitudes, these really low-level storms actually help your reception. So enjoy these conditions because they're going to stay with us for probably about the next 2 weeks. Switching to our M-flare threat meter, you can see as of last week, we still were having quite a bit of flare activity. We even popped a few C-class flares. This was from regions 2740 and 2741 as they continued to fire off near nonstop solar storms on their way to the sun's backside. As of about the 16th, that's when they began to disappear behind the sun's west limb, and that's when you see that solar flux kind of quiet down and tank a little bit. Now we're back into the high 60s for solar flux, which means poor radio propagation on Earth's day side, but we are in luck because those regions continue to fire solar storms on the sun's backside. So in about 2 weeks, when they rotate back into Earth view, well, we might see that solar flux rise again and get back to decent radio propagation. Switching to our solar storm conditions, you can see back on the 11th was when we got hit by that first solar storm from regions 2740 and 2741. It bumped us up to storm levels and then down to active conditions, which lasted for about a day, which is pretty incredible considering we're so close to solar minimum. And this brought aurora down to mid latitudes, and people saw aurora from all over the world. It was just amazing. But things weren't finished. We jumped down to unsettled conditions for a short while, and then bam! On the 14th, we get hit by another solar storm. This one brought us up to a G2 level and then a G3 level storm. This is pretty amazing for solar minimum. We actually had aurora as far south as Colorado in the United States, and again, it was seen over many parts of the world. Now, this storm didn't last very long because the second half of this storm ended up being a solar storm fizzle, so we jumped down to unsettled conditions very quickly, and unfortunately, we had two more solar storms that hit us, but you can't tell it from the data because both of those storms were fizzles as well. So we ended up getting hit by at least four, maybe five solar storms, two of which brought us some decent lights, but now we're back down to unsettled conditions, and we could bump up to active conditions, especially at high latitudes, for a short while with this fast solar wind that's coming, but most likely things will stay pretty much at this level. Switching to your solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are anticipating a little bit of activity from some remnant coronal holes that are rotating in through the Earth strike zone here over the next couple days. Now, at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting unsettled conditions with up to about a 30% chance of a minor storm starting around Saturday. We even have a skosh of a chance of a major storm, but most likely not. At mid-latitudes, we're also expecting unsettled conditions with about a 25% chance of active conditions over the next few days and through the weekend, and likely conditions like this will persist easily into next week. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, everything is in the green when it comes to solar flares. We have a spotless sun again, folks, so there's no risk for radio blackouts, and that should make GPS users on Earth's day side very happy. Unfortunately, this also means that we are back into the high 60s for solar flux, and that does not make amateur radio and emergency responders happy, because that means we're back to poor radio propagation on Earth's day side. And I hate to say it, but these conditions will easily persist throughout this week and possibly through next week as well before we get a reprieve. Now, also because we're at solar minimum, the sun is getting us more cosmic ray penetration than we normally would have. So you frequent flyers, and this does include you air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high latitudes and high altitudes, you are in the marginal range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plan. So space weather this week has definitely calmed down compared to last week. We're back to a spotless sun, and that means activity has kind of fallen off the map. Now, we do have a couple remnant coronal holes that are going to be rotating through the Earth's strike zone here in the next couple days, and they'll be sending some pockets of fast solar wind. So aurora photographers, you at high latitudes, you might get a little bit of activity, but for photographers at mid latitudes, it's going to be nothing like it was last week, so you're most likely going to need to sit things out. Now, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, well, things are looking pretty dismal for you right now. We're back into poor radio propagation on Earth's day side because we have that spotless sun. And unfortunately, looking at STEREO's data, it sure looks like we could have these conditions persist easily through this week and possibly all the way through next week until regions 2740 and 2741 rotate back Earth's side. But at least you GPS operators, your reception should look pretty good, especially on Earth's day side with a spotless sun and on Earth's night side with just those little bit of disturbances that can actually enhance your reception. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Dr. T. So good to see you at Ham Nation, at Hamvention as well. She's just the absolute best, a true treasure. Follow her on Twitter at TamithaScove.com. Another absolute treasure for ham radio people is WTWW Shortwave. Ted Randall and his whole family, it's a family affair. Holly and his two sons, they run that thing. And there's a lot of amateur radio programming on WTWW. In fact, tonight after Ham Nation, and you can listen to them right now. They, of course, simulcast the audio to Ham Nation live on WTWW. And tonight after the show, they're going to be rebroadcasting their Hamvention party from the Buckeye Palladium. Your host will be Jeff Lawrence. So check that out tonight on WTWW. We appreciate them and everything they do. So be sure you send them an email, at WTWW.us with ham radio information that you'd like to share with them and have them rebroadcast for you. And tell them how much you appreciate the ham radio programming that WTWW carries. It goes a long way in keeping that on there. And in fact, I think we've got a little piece of video from Ted and the team at WTWW.
Hi there. This is Ted Randall with WTWW and the QSO radio show. I got part of our crew here. We've got Brian with us here, and you hear him on the air as Brian Austin. We've got David, who is the mechanical engineer, chief engineer of the transmitter, and Holly, my wife. And, of course, we put it all together, and it's just us. There's nobody else. We have one more member of the team that's not here, and that's Matt, and he's the other son. And we make it all happen. And the purpose of what we're doing is we're trying to make shortwave radio fun to listen to and interesting to listen to. So we carry a bunch of ham radio programming, and we play oldies at night, and the guys that are on the air are guys that worked at all the big 50,000-watt AMs, the guys that played the music when it was originally out, and it just makes it really fun to listen to. And that's what it's all about. You can go to our website, WTWW.us, and there's more information up there than you would probably care to look at. But the transmitter site, you can see all the transmitters, and you can see a schedule. You can see us in the studio and whatnot, and you can stream. You can hit the listen live button and select transmitter 2, and we come right in. Or if you have an Alexa, say, Alexa, play WTWW, and you got us. And, of course, on Wednesday night, you got Ham Nation coming through your Alexa. Don't have to fire up the computer if you just want to listen. But we appreciate all you folks listening to us. And if you have a chance, check out our DJs on at night. We've got Big Jim Edwards of CKLW, KHJ fame, WLS in Chicago. Grant Hudson, who was a CK newsman, but he worked at a lot of other radio stations doing as a disc jockey. We have the world-famous Steve Taylor, and he's on Thursday nights. Am I forgetting someone? Jeff Lawrence. Yeah, he's the voice of our station. When you hear that deep voice that says miles and miles of wire and thousands of volts, that's Jeff Lawrence. He's on Saturday nights. Anything you guys want to add?
I just want to say thank you for everybody and enjoying the HamFest here.
All righty. Thanks a bunch. And hope you enjoy this edition of Ham Nation.
Thank you, Ted. Such a great asset, that radio station and that family. And rumor has it that as soon as I get my stuff together, I'm going to be jocking on that thing as well. So, it's been a long time since I've done a little disc jockeying. But yeah, we're gonna see what we can do as soon as I get my stuff. Hopefully, I'll get my stuff together soon and get to doing that. So, thank you so much, Ted and crew, and they're of course huge supporters of the Young Ham of the Year Award. Another plug for that. May 31st is the deadline, so get on arnewsline.org under the YHOTY tab, download the form, fill it out, email it back to us, because the deadline is midnight Eastern, May 31st. We want to see you with the Young Ham of the Year recipient in 3 months, the third weekend in August in Huntsville, Alabama, one of the great ham fests in the country, the Huntsville Ham Fest. It's been our home there for over 20 years, and we just love it, and we love the people there, and thanks to the Huntsville Ham Fest for all that they do for us as well. All right, we're gonna talk to you about DX Engineering. Then Amanda will come in and we'll see what's going on with her. Of course, the hams at DX Engineering. Hopefully, you saw them at Hamvention. If you didn't get a chance to go by the booth, there are some new featured products that you're going to want to add to your shack, and I just happen to have information on those. The DX Engineering premiered a totally new RT4500 HD heavy duty antenna mast rotator. It comes loaded with best in class benefits. 35 square foot wind load capacity. I saw this thing. Oh my gosh. You are not going to. I saw the inside. I saw a cutaway. I saw the inside of that thing. The engineers who built high performance racing transmissions for their parent company, Summit Racing, we're talking 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 horsepower handling transmissions. They designed the gear train in that thing. So you know it's going to handle your tri-bander, right? Just amazing. Needle thrust bearings that can handle an impressive 2,000 pounds of vertical load. Superior torque and braking thanks to a high ratio worm gear drive powered by heavy duty 24 volt DC motor. Rugged construction. Hardened steel gears welded onto the output shafts to prevent slippage. Easy installation. It is the ideal size to fit Roan 25G and larger towers. Currently taking no risk reservations. You can be the first to enjoy the durable RT 4500 HD heavy duty rotator. This thing is amazing. If the earth ever stops spinning, I think they can probably get it kickstarted with one of these things. DX Engineering also announced that it is the exclusive North American retailer of the new German made amplifier from RF Kit. This is the RF2KS. The high performance amplifier features excellent signal quality and low noise operations thanks to speed control fans, fast pin diode switching, 1.8 to 30 megahertz and 50 to 54.2 megahertz frequency range. Internal automatic antenna tuner, unlimited memories, 7-inch color touch screen, and a whole lot more. Both the kit version and fully assembled model will be available in the fall, and another reason for hams to rejoice. The summer 2019 DX Engineering catalog is here. It's just another reason for hams to rejoice. Yes, 132 full-color pages of gear, including the latest radios from ICOM, Yaesu, new products from Low-Band Systems, SodaBeams, Rig Expert, and a whole bunch more. Your free copy is waiting for you at dxengineering.com. Click on the sign up for your free catalog on the homepage. Enter your information. They'll get your copy out to you right away. And happy shopping, because, you know, it's Christmas is coming up and birthday's coming up. And, you know, DX Engineering ships faster than anybody else in the industry. Most orders placed by 10 p.m. Eastern are shipped the same day. With proven products and expert advice, DX Engineering is helping you shrink the globe. Request your catalog. Shop online 24 hours, 7 days a week at dxengineering.com/hamnation. And we do thank DX Engineering for their support of Ham Nation, and happy birthday, Mel. We're going to get you to Dayton one of these years, Amanda. What's going on in the chat room tonight? We missed you.
And I missed all of you guys. But you know what's kind of cool is that with social media, I kind of be there anyways. Everybody's sharing all of their posts. And I see more stuff, I think, because I see the behind-the-scenes photos.
Yeah.
You know, all those ones that you wish people weren't taking pictures of. But no, it looked like it was a really fun time. I'm not kidding you. There's some pictures, I think. Anyhow, I saw the lines for the food trucks, and
am I in any of them?
Probably. That will be compromised.
Don't answer that question.
We'll talk about that later.
Don't answer that question.
So, because Bob was on tonight, and I said, Jeff, come here. I think Bob's wearing a blue shirt. Oh, my God, I have a Bruins shirt on. Sorry, Bob.
Oh,
Jeff is from New Hampshire, and he's been a lifetime fan of the Bruins. So I am for the Bruins. Sorry, Bob. Okay. I did want to mention it was so cool because WTWW in their video said, "Well, you just tell Alexa to play us." And I said, "No, Jeff, tell her to play it." Sure enough, there she goes. And we were hearing ourselves live. So that was pretty cool. Another thing about WTWW, follow them on Facebook because Holly is pretty cool about listing when special events are happening on their station. So she lists when you're going to want to tune in for sure. And I can't remember most of it, but just follow them and you'll find out all the interesting stuff that they're going to be playing on the radio station. You'll thank me later. Okay, let's see. Oh, again, I didn't have to be at Dayton to get a gift at Dayton. Kevin is the coolest guy. ZL1KFM. Kevin, you're awesome. He dropped off this firefighter helmet for Jeff there. We're going to get it shipped home. And I can't believe you brought it all the way from New Zealand. You're awesome. Not only that, but he threw in T-shirts and some hats and stuff, and you're the best, and expect the same in return. So I can't wait to get that out to you, and I hope you have a safe trip home. And thanks, Don, for taking care of that. You're the best. Let's see. I didn't really have any questions because really this was the Dayton follow-up. So I can go over some nets tonight and we can wrap this up. And in fact, I don't know if everyone's home to run the 40 meter and 20 meters nets, because I didn't see them on there. I do know that D-Star is running as we speak on 14 Charlie and DMR is on TAC 311. So I'm kind of looking at the chat room now saying, are those 20 meters and 40 meter nets going on? And I'm not seeing an answer yet, but we'll send it around the horn here and we'll see if we get an answer. So Don, first with you.
Yes.
You said this was your first year going alone. You didn't even bring Tyler with you. How was it different?
It was weird. 1999 was my first year. It was me and Steve, N5SC. And then the previous years after that, we had as many as eight, I think, in our little entourage. We used to stay at the University of Dayton. We'd get a couple of dorm rooms and had a great time. And then, you know, the group dwindled down to where it was last year or 2 years ago. It was just me and Tyler. And he had a photo shoot on Saturday, so he couldn't come. So it was just me, and it was a little bit surreal going by myself for the first time in 20 years. But I survived, and I had a good time. And I tell you what, driving by yourself on that 13-hour drive, you make excellent time when you're by yourself. I'll give you that. That's for sure. Looking forward to Huntsville. I think Dawn's coming to Huntsville. I'm not sure. In fact, I know Tyler's not because college, the fall semester, starts on Huntsville Friday, so he won't be making that trip either. But Dawn's coming to Huntsville, and I always enjoy that one. Been looking forward to that one forever. So looking forward to Huntsville and Young Ham of the Year. And we're going to get you to Huntsville, too, one of these years. You're going to love that ham fest.
I am. And I'll just make sure I never straighten my hair when I go there because it won't remain. And yeah, don't wear any makeup. George, you and Tommy always have a blast at Dayton. Did you do your normal video with Ray and you guys do the ICOM interview? I didn't see that this year.
We did. It. It. I We haven't released it yet, but I had a good little visit with Ray there, and we talked about a few things. We met a lot of people, and, you know, we try to do a little something different every year. And so we shot some things this year that we haven't seen before. And, well, I haven't had a chance to get it all edited. You know, I really haven't caught up on my sleep yet. It just it seems like we just got back.
Well, you kind of did. And Gordo, this is a big question. How many people do you think stop by your booth every year and tell you you were part of their life and getting licensed or upgraded?
Well, you know, that's the neat part of this, Amanda. I'm part of their life and they're part of my life. And for 35 years, I've been doing the Dayton Hamvention, and it's been such a blessing to meet all of these great hams, hundreds and hundreds throughout the 3 days. And, you know, I was looking for numbers and, oh, my gosh, look at this, a 3-cent stamp on a QSL card that goes back to 1959. And I had to do it on my fingers, but that's 60 years on the air. And I'll tell you, ham radio has really made a difference to Susie and I and all the great people we meet, and especially those that can pull off an event like Hamvention. And thanks to you and Jeff and Dogs, what a great deal to have those wonderful QSL cards, Amanda.
Oh, well, of course. I'm a QSL card freak. So, and somebody had asked in the chat room, how do I earn one of those? You know what? Show up at a ham fest where Gordo or Bob are going to be, and they're going to have a handful of those, and they would be happy to sign one of those and hand them out to you. There's really no other way to earn one. It's not by working our nets or anything else like that. So just go visit at their booths, and that's how you'll get one.
I like to throw some of those occasionally. I like to throw one of those occasionally. If I QSL somebody, I'll throw one of those in with my my AE5DW call card. So, yeah. If you talk to me, you'll probably get one of those. Yeah.
And if someone should send me a SASE saying I watch you all the time on Ham Nation, you've got one. Just put a stamp on it, and you'll get one of the great QSLs.
There you go.
There you go. And you know who else is on it? Joe Walsh and Leo Laporte. So, you know, it's kind of cool because we're cool. Okay, let's not hold up the show anymore. Who's wrapping it up tonight?
George, you want to wrestle for it?
Nah, I think you could take me.
John, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, Gordon, you don't want to wrestle either?
Here's John Wilbanks.
All right. I guess so. Well, thanks to everybody for being here tonight, and for everyone who came up and took the time out of your busy Dayton schedule, Hamvention schedule, to come up and take the time to say hello to us and let us know how much you enjoy what we do here. We do it for you. That's why we're here, and we just appreciate everyone who takes the time to email us. Drop us a letter, hit us up on Facebook, especially come out to visit us at a ham fest, because that takes extra effort. And to wait in line and talk to us at Hamvention, because, I mean, it's the biggest ham fest in the world, and everybody wants to talk to, you know, somebody. And a lot of times there is a line, and we do our best to get through it just as much as we can. We appreciate you guys so much. There are not enough words, so. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a reason to spend our Wednesday night here. And amateur radio is the best hobby in the world. Like Gordon said, man, it's in the 24 years, I guess, now that I've been licensed, it's changed my 23, 24. I can't remember. It's changed my life in so many ways, and all for the better. Wouldn't trade this hobby or fraternity for anything in the world. So, again, thank you to all of you for helping us do what we do. And it's a great life. Ham radio has given us all just a wonderful life, and we're all so blessed. So with that, we'll say thank you again, and we'll see you all at the next Ham Fest. And, of course, in the meantime, back next week here on Ham Nation. So 7-3, everybody. Good night.
7-3. And I did forget to mention that we have a TWIT survey. If everyone has about 6 minutes in their lifetime, just go ahead and go over to this link and take that survey real quick. You can do it while you're taking your coffee break or while you're checking your email. Not a big deal. Help us out a little bit.
twit.to/survey14.
Yeah, what he said.
Yep.
Go. Cool.